we don't know enough about this enemy. He's the one that puts bad thoughts in our mind. He's the one that wants us to sin against God. He's doing this because he wants legal right to us. They will deceive you. They will get you to sin, and then they got you. But the thought that comes to your mind, just go ahead and sin. Go ahead and do this. And then you do it, and then they have legal right to you. And then that's when you come down sick or afflicted, you or your children. And people don't have a clue what's going on. It says, above all, take the shield of faith, which is the word of God, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I mean, when the devil puts a thought in your mind to do something, you say, devil, get behind me. But see, if you don't know who the enemy is that's putting that thought in your mind, you'll continue to pursue that thought until it drives you crazy. And it's the devil that's doing it. So he can get legal right to you so he can kill you and destroy you. Instead of saying, no, the word of God says, the shield of faith. The word says, walk holy before God. I'm keeping myself clean and pure so I can be a man of God. The shield of faith, you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Whatever thought he puts in your mind, if it doesn't line up with the word of God, you got power over it if you just believe God's word. And take the helmet of salvation. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to make sure that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is your Savior and your Lord. You can't say that with your mouth and it work. It's got to come out of your mouth because it comes from your heart. When you say you're a Christian, you're going to start obeying God's word. Just like one of them young boys up here yesterday. He wanted to be delivered of cocaine. In fact, I'm going to take us to Joel 2:32 in the King James. I want to show you what I showed this young boy yesterday. Look what this says. Now, this is the word of God. Maybe it will come to pass. Is that what that said? Oh, it shall come to pass. That whosoever. Are you a whosoever? I am. Yeah, I told that young boy yesterday. I said, let's put your name right there, son. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I said, you want to be delivered of cocaine? All you got to do is take that word right there and believe that and call on the name of Jesus right now and believe that. And I said, he will deliver you. I guarantee it. He said, I had no idea it was that simple. Well, see, that's what's wrong with us. But is that what that book says? Can God lie to you? I said, call on the name of Jesus right now. I said, Lord, according to that scripture, I want to be delivered of cocaine. I said, and he will deliver you. I said, now next time that the enemy puts his little arm around your shoulder and says, wouldn't you love to have one more shot of cocaine? I said, you're going to have to tell him, no, I've been delivered of that, and I certainly ain't going back to it. But see, that's where we mess up. We don't believe God. The thought comes back. When the thought comes back, we think, well, I just got to have one more shot of cocaine. I'll just do this just one more time. The enemy has you again. He has you again. This enemy that's invisible, that you're listening to him more than the word of God. Because if you believe that promise of God, when the thought come back, I got to have one more shot of cocaine, you say, devil, get out of my life. I am a son of God. I'm delivered. I ain't never doing that again. Run him off. But people don't understand the invisible battle that we're fighting. Our enemy, we don't know who he is. And so he beats up on us. And every young person, old person, middle-aged person that's on any kind of addictions, any kind of drugs, alcohol, sex, violence, anger, rage, anything else, they're in control of the devil, the invisible beast. And they have all power over him in the name of Jesus. All I got to do is call on the name of Jesus and believe what it says. That's just like Isaiah Reed. I remember when I watched that, I got a whole new revelation of the grace of God after I watched his testimony. Here this boy, he is raised up by a good Christian family. His mother and dad are missionaries, evangelists. And how can you be raised in a home like that and then turn out to be a stupid pimp? But that's what happened to him, you know. And he's making more money than he knows what to do with. He's got money running out his ears. He'd go down and buy a brand new Ferrari, you know, and pay cash for it. He had all the money in the world he needed. But he was living a life that was taking him straight to hell. And how that boy absolutely got killed. And he was DOA at the hospital, and the autopsy man had him opened up, his chest opened up, and doing an autopsy on him because he'd been stabbed 19 times with a big old long knife and shot twice with a 38 right in the mouth. And his mother called and said, I want to talk to my son. And they said, ma'am, he's DOA. She said, put the speaker in the room where they're doing the autopsy. I'm going to pray. That mother prayed for her son, Isaiah Reed, and rebuked the spirit of death. And God, because of that mother's prayer, raised her son from the dead. And he's laying there with his chest cut open. And he come back to life. The doctor sewed him back up. And in 30 days, Isaiah's out of the hospital and goes right back into the drug world. I thought, man, if I was God, I'd have killed him. You know, I'd have killed him. I wouldn't have raised him from the dead if I'd known he was going to have done that. But see, aren't y'all glad I'm not God? See, God has mercy. God has much more mercy. But God raised him up. And then, of course, as he's in his drug world and doing all the stuff, one day he had this girl that wasn't getting along too good. She was crying and everything. He said, what do you want, woman? Some more money? She said, no. He said, well, then you must need some more drugs. She said, no, I don't want nothing. He said, anytime a woman don't want money or drugs, it's time to knock her out. He reached up and grabbed her and pulled back and said, I know what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to pray for you. And he said, what? Where did that come from? I'm going to pray for you. And so he prayed for her and the woman got saved. And then, you talk about God. Now, you talk about a mother that's been praying. That mom's been praying for that boy. When God speaks out of his mouth. This story I'm telling you is a true story. Some of you have seen the DVD. If you haven't, you need to get a copy and listen to it. And so he says, all of a sudden he hears this voice. Isaiah, how about you? He said, who's talking to me? He said, Isaiah, it's God. He said, I don't believe in you. He said, that's okay. Whether you believe in me or not, I'm real. How about you? He said, God, even you couldn't clean me up. He said, why don't you let me do it? He said, well, okay. He said, what do I got to do? He said, all you got to do is ask me. Okay, Lord, you demand. If you can do anything with me, do it. And he said, Isaiah said, I was knocked down on the floor. I was mopping up the floor with my tears and repenting of all my sins. And that boy got gloriously saved. And today he's a missionary.
Amen.
Can God do the impossible?
Amen.
Now then, because of that mother's prayer, she understood the enemy who had her son, and she took the authority that she rightfully had as a woman of God, and she kicked out those demons of hell, and she prayed that prayer of faith for her son, and today that boy is a missionary. He's an evangelist preaching the word of God. Wow. That's why a lot of you in this room are here today, because of the prayers of your mother. If you hadn't had a mother, or your mother had died at birth, some of you, instead of being here today, sitting here listening to God's word, you'd already be dead. You'd be dead and in hell because you didn't have a mother to pray for you. You would have never found God without somebody's prayers. You know that? It's not an accidental thing. The salvation of the souls of every human being on this earth comes into existence after somebody prays. And a lot of times it's the mother. But it should be the father too. But some of our fathers are not too good of men. It's amazing how rotten some people are. But how do we change those people? By prayer and walking in faith, learning who the enemy is, taking authority. In fact, I just heard a testimony just a few minutes before I came in here about a man that prayed. He was one of the greatest men of faith I've ever known of. His name was Mueller, and he ran an orphan's home in England. He could pray and the world would change. I mean, that man, they could come up and say, Brother Mueller, we've got 2,500 children down there. We have no food and it's lunchtime. He said, tell them to all be seated. I will pray. And he would go to the throne of grace and ask the Father in Jesus' name to move on somebody's heart to bring them a truckload of food so he could feed 2,500 kids. And all of a sudden, somebody in England's heart would be moving. They said, by the way, take a truckload of food over to Mueller's orphanage. So all of a sudden, something just told me to do that. And I remember one man one time, God had moved on his heart, and he was disobedient. He wouldn't do that. Finally, he said, okay, okay, okay. He said, take a load of food over to Mueller's orphan's home. He said, I got to get some sleep. He said, no, on second thought, take two. Take three. He said, no, take five. Take five truckloads of food. He said, I've got to be able to get some rest. God will not let me rest. I can't sleep because I know I've got to give them kids something. And Mueller's over there praying. Isn't it amazing what he could do. But that man prayed, Mueller prayed for a man that was lost until he died. And as far as Mueller knew, this man never accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. About a year after Mueller's death, the Lord brought that man into the kingdom. And he went out there and knelt down on Mueller's grave. Said, I used to make fun of you and everything else, but I now know my life has been changed and I'm going to be in the kingdom of God because you prayed all those years for me. Isn't that something? God always honors our prayers. Now, I love it when you pray and somebody gets changed within a few minutes or a few hours or a few days, but it's terrible when you have to wait 65 years. It's amazing, you know, the prayers that God answered for Mr. Mueller. He was quite a man of God. Like one of the other ones I remember that was so awesome, when he was coming from England to the United States for a meeting on a ship, and the ship had to slow down because the fog was so bad. And so after two or three days of this thick fog, he went up and asked the captain, he said, sir, are we going to be on time? He said, no, at this rate, we're going to be at least a day late. He said, well, then it's time for us to pray. Where can we pray? The captain said, well, let's go into my office and my cabin. So they went in there and Mueller prayed. And after he prayed, the captain said, now I'll pray. And Mueller says, no, captain, I do not want you to pray. You would pray in unbelief. I have already prayed in faith. The fog is gone. And they got up and walked outside, and it was as clear as it could be. Not a fog nowhere. And that man fell down before Mueller and said, I don't know this Jesus that you prayed. Would you lead me to him? And he had the privilege to lead that captain into the kingdom of God. See, when people see God move when you do something like that, they if they don't accept the Jesus you know, they're either completely minds or blinded by the God of this world. Any human being in their right mind, that their mind is not blinded by the God of this world. If I told you that I can show you the most awesome life to be lived there ever was, or that God will answer your prayers for yourself or for your mate or for your children every time. He will bless you. He'll bless your socks off. You can have divine health and walk in this all the rest of your life. And then when you die, you get to go to heaven.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled We Can Change People's Lives, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.